Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Neo on Throwback Thursday.
Yes!
Hot 101.5 with Miguel and Holly. Miguel's throat is acting a little bit crazy today. He is not sick. He does not have COVID. He's just saving his voice for the live show tonight. Miguel and Holly live at the Ritz Theater in Ybor. Oh, my God. All right. We got to get right into this. We oftentimes have spoken with someone called Soul Worker Stacy. She's been on our Uncensored podcast to talk to fam members about deceased loved ones, psychic type readings. I would say like where she shines really is talking to the dead and having that connection as a medium. And we've had her on over the past couple of weeks to talk about different spooky season entities, demons,
possession.
We're going in a different direction this week, though. Stacy, welcome. How are you today?
Good morning. Hi, guys. How are you?
I'm great. We're so good. And I want to jump right in about angels. Do angels actually exist? And if so, where does that belong in the hierarchy of what's going on in the supernatural?
Absolutely. And angels are literally those people who get to finally just stay in heaven and do their thing. Mm. Angels are those guardians, those special things, those special lights. When you hear stories all the time of people being in car accidents or near-death experiences, and they can literally see their angels. Mm. And angels can also be past ancestors from other lives. Angels, I mean, people talk about spirit guides. Those are your guardian angels.
Wow. So that was kind of like all in the same. So like your spirit guide, your crew up there, the angels, that's all one in the same.
Absolutely. You know, I've had a client once where we were talking and I said, oh my goodness, you were in a horrible car accident a few years ago. And I said, you thought you had died because she had seen an angel, and I had already called it as I was talking to her. And she remembers literally a person pulling her out of the car.
Was there an actual person? No one? Nobody there.
Nobody there. Angels exist.
That's wild.
I'm just saying.
Wow. Did she remember anything like did this person have a face or this entity?
Nope. She just remembers the arms being like literally her being pulled out of the car.
Okay. Arms of an angel.
Yep. I'm telling you, it really happened.
That's Sarah McLachlan. That is mind blowing, Stacey. So people can have these experiences, and then do they know at the time that it's an angel, or do they realize after?
I think both. I mean, I've had personal experiences, and I've had clients have personal experiences. People, and trust me, there's a lot to this. There's a lot to. Sometimes your angels are literally the people who have passed. If you have a great grandmother or a grandmother that has passed and you've never met them, there's a good chance that that's your guardian angel.
Whoa.
And you'll see an orb or you'll see the lights and all of these special, special things that go on. And that's their way of also letting you know that they're there.
Well, actually, that's the next thing we got to talk about is how do you know you might be getting a message from someone who has passed? What does that look like? Because I think that regardless of your belief system, we all sort of hope.
Heck yes.
That our loved ones are there, are watching us.
Sending us signs.
Exactly. What do those signs really look like?
Those signs come in complete different varieties. And I have a lot of people that have had massive, shocking loss. And they come to me and they say, I don't feel my loved one. Mm. I don't see them. I don't feel them. I don't get any signs. A lot of people don't understand that when you're in grief and when you're in shock, you kind of miss it. You kind of miss the little random pennies. If you walk across a yard or even like a sidewalk and all of a sudden there's a dime sitting there, I can guarantee you that's from your loved one. Or one other thing that I tell people all the time, listen for a particular song that keeps playing on the radio after somebody passes. Listen to the words. I will guarantee you that's their sign of letting you know that they're around. Other ways they communicate, feathers. Lights, even, you know, I've had a lot of people talk about their lights going on and off in their house, or their name being called.
What? You can hear it?
Sincerely. Absolutely. The other thing, too, that they love to do, smells. You can, like, cigarette smells, perfumes, cologne. You can smell your people. They'll give you subtle little hints, and it's not that they're not there if you can't feel them. I swear to you, they're really, really there. It's just sometimes the grief is so deep and so shocking that it's just you can't get past it at that point.
Maybe you'll just write it off as like, oh, this is just me being crazy. And by the way, Miguel has a quick, he's gonna use his voice for one question.
Actually, it's for Scott. You just reacted, Scott, when Stacey said smells.
That smelling thing is something that my family and I have been talking about for the past year since my mom passed.
What did you smell?
My dad's the one that brought it up.
Oh.
He said, because my aunt is very similar to Stacey with like a medium, and he was like, I just keep smelling like this cigarette smell like everywhere. And all of a sudden my aunt's like, hey, like that's a sign.
What?
And he had no idea.
Wow. Pay attention to the patterns. I mean, seriously, you guys, there are small little things. And yes, it could be the new car effect. Trust me, I am the biggest skeptic when it comes to certain things. But when it keeps happening is when you have to pay attention.
Oh, okay.
When you
keep
seeing a certain butterfly, when you keep finding the change, when you keep finding feathers, when you keep hearing a song.
Where it goes past I got a red car now. I'm going to see red cars everywhere. And now if it keeps happening, that would go past that whole brain thing that your brain does. This is our loved ones.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Stacey, how can people get in touch with you? What is your, first of all, what's your name on social media?
Soul Worker Stacey Renee, and you can also reach me on my website at soulworkerstaceyrenee.com. And Miguel and Holly listeners get a discount if they go ahead and book. So
I love that! soulworkerstaceyrenee.com. Look for the little Miguel and Holly discount. Stacey, thank you so much.
Of course. Have an amazing day, you guys.
Oh, you too.